What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 170 of Strong the Iron Will Way. What I wanted to discuss today is why so many people are not seeing results from their workout program. So regardless of the goals, when I talk to people who have tried working out to achieve those goals, they are often discouraged and disappointed with their results. And then there's usually a couple pretty straightforward reasons why. Number one, I think, is a general misunderstanding of how to achieve them. So what I mean by that is they're doing what they think they should be doing. That's just not the right thing to be focusing on for getting the results. Number two would be they have the right program, but they're not actually implementing it properly. And those two things are actually a little bit similar. So let's start. Number one, we got to know what the primary goals are, right? We got to know what you're trying to accomplish by undertaking your program. So in my experience, the majority of people that start working out are working out in order to lose weight and to look and feel better. Okay, so let's define that. Lose weight should mean lose body fat, because most of what people are looking to lose is fat. So we say the word lose weight, but really what we should do is reframe that as lose body fat. That's number one. So understand that the goal is to lose fat. Losing fat is primarily a result of diet and what's going in, okay? You cannot out-exercise a crappy diet. So if you're eating fast food, pizza, junk food, bagels, soda, and so forth, that is the first thing to look at when you want to lose weight and lose fat. No matter what exercise program you start, it won't be effective at losing weight and fat unless you address that point, okay? The possible exception to that could be if you are someone that is a full-on runner and is willing to and wants to run like an hour and change every single day. Okay, so I have a friend who was not overweight to begin with, but he recently lost like 35 pounds. And I saw him, I was kind of shocked, and I was like, dude, what have you been doing? And he's training for a marathon and running literally 10 miles every single day. It takes him a little over an hour, and that's every day. He lost quite a bit of weight just doing that, and then he added in paying more attention to his nutrition and his alcohol intake, and he dropped another 10 or something. But in my experience, most people who are looking to lose fat and get in shape are not up for running 10 miles plus a day, nor would I recommend it unless you are a runner. So let's take that out of the equation, as that's, I don't consider that really an option. In the attempt to lose fat, we have to adjust the calorie intake and the quality and quantity of foods that are coming in, right? So we have to eat more whole foods, fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and just clean whole foods, meaning nothing processed or as little processed food as possible. You got to minimize eating out. If you're going to eat out, you have to be very aware of portion sizes and what you're eating and how those things are prepared. But that has to be the focus if fat loss is your goal. Again, you really can do almost any program and not see fat loss results if you don't do that part. Once we understand that that part is a huge component, the next component is we have to focus on building strength and building muscle mass. I've talked about this countless times, but it bears repeating. No matter who walks in the door, any consult that I've ever had in close to 30 years of doing this, whether they want to lose 50 pounds or 5 pounds, whether they want to gain 15 pounds or 50 pounds, the solution is always to add muscle, right? Even the person who's 300 pounds and needs to lose fat, 99.9% of the time still doesn't have an appreciable amount of muscle mass. Muscle mass is the key to the metabolism, the key to looking better, the key to feeling better, the key to functioning better, okay? So it's clear that we have to add muscle. I'm not suggesting that everybody wants to look like a bodybuilder. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking adding functional muscle. Muscle is what we lose beyond the age of probably 20, 25 at a fairly rapid rate. We lose it, A, because of kind of hormonal changes in the body that aren't optimal for maintaining or building muscle, but more importantly, we lose it because we don't use it anymore. Okay, when we're young and we're active, our body has a reason to build and maintain muscle mass because it's being used. As we get older and more sedentary, the body doesn't perceive any need for this additional muscle mass, so it starts to drop it. We're seeing this now in kids younger and younger because kids are less active than they used to be. So kids that play video games all day and sit on the couch, they have very little reason to have muscle mass and an active metabolism as well. So their metabolism is already slowing down and not serving them well. So we got to put that muscle back on that's naturally being lost through the aging process, okay? This is also the problem we see with older folks in their 60s, 70s, 80s when they start to lose function and they can't do things as much. It's strictly a loss of muscle mass. Their bodies are just not strong enough to do the things that they used to do or that they want to do. So strength training and putting on muscle is the fix for just about everything, okay? So once we're following our workout program, we can't just use weight machines and dumbbells and barbells and kind of go through the motions. We have to be intentional about our goal, and our goal is to get stronger. If we are getting stronger, we are putting on muscle mass. Now, people will put on muscle mass to varying degrees, but regardless, we have to attempt to put on as much muscle mass as possible. So that means over time getting stronger and stronger and stronger, basically indefinitely. You're always should be trying to get stronger. Rarely will you find a point where you can just stop trying to get stronger. If for some reason you were at this maximum muscle mass position where you were happy with the way your muscle mass is, you can just keep doing the same weights and the same movements to maintain that muscle. Unfortunately, a lot of people are doing that. They're in a maintenance mode of workout when they're not really at the level they want to be yet. So what I mean by that is they're lifting a lot of times with the intention of quote-unquote toning, so they're afraid to go heavier. They don't understand the need to go heavier and try to work harder, so they're just using the same weights and the same exercises over and over and wondering why they're not seeing any results. Well, the body's not challenged to improve if that's what you're doing, so your body's just maintaining status quo. So we need to understand, always trying to get stronger. That's probably another podcast if we get into more detail about that, but we've talked about that several times, that the program has to be systematic and designed in a way that you're trying to get stronger. So now we have two components. We're weight training, strength training to get stronger. This should be done a minimum of 2 times a week. I'd say probably 4 times is the max. Probably not necessary to go any more than 4, but really the key is not how often we work out, but that we're intentional about the workouts and that we're getting stronger. You can get quite a bit stronger on 2 workouts a week. Now notice, these workouts are not, the intention of the workouts, and this is where some confusion comes in, is not to burn calories. So a lot of these popular workout programs that claim to burn a ton of calories, I don't see people getting a lot of results from these programs. Because A, I think they are dramatically overestimating how many calories they're burning, and B, they're probably not paying close attention to what their intake is, so it just becomes a wash. They might be burning 500 calories in a workout but eating an additional 700 because of the energy expenditure their body's trying to replenish, which is natural for the body, so they end up maybe even gaining weight. So clearly that is not the way to go. We're not going to pay attention to how many calories we're burning in the workout, because really we need to pay attention to the calories on the going in side and a little bit less on the going outside, and focus on strength building and muscle building as the focus of the workout. So I've seen people weigh themselves before and after a workout and either be disappointed if they haven't lost it or excited that they've lost a couple pounds. Neither of those matters, okay? I've seen people weigh themselves before a workout, and then weigh themselves again and weigh more, and they're super discouraged. Now, what happened? How did that just happen, right? Some people literally believe that they are getting bigger from the workout, or they're putting muscle on from the workout, and that's why they weigh more. That's not how it works at all. If someone gains weight during a workout, it's probably because they drank 16 to, 32 ounces of water during the workout, and that has a weight to it, okay? And that's going to be the difference. It has nothing to do with their body, their muscle mass, their fat loss. The person who loses 3 or 4 pounds in a workout and is all excited about that is also under a false illusion that they lost fat or body weight, but really it's just water. You know, that typically is a kind of a cardio type workout, maybe done in warm weather and sweating a lot. And that's it. Body just lost 2 or 3 pounds of water, and it could be replaced with a couple big glasses of water. So water and fluid in the body is the one, is the thing that changes the most dramatically. So any kind of short-term fast weight loss, that's usually going to be that. So people switch to a low carbohydrate diet and they lose 5 pounds immediately. That's just because carbohydrates retain water in the body, and a large part of that is in the muscle cells. So when we go on a low carb diet and we kind of drain the carbohydrates out of our body, water has nothing to stick to and it goes out as well. So again, that appears to be a nice weight loss, but as soon as we start eating some carbs again, we fill the muscles back up with carbohydrates or glycogen, and they store water with them, and we put the 5 pounds back on and we're depressed. So that is not how to do it. There's some benefit to monitoring carbohydrates, because for a lot of people in our current society, carbohydrates are a large source of calories just because they're convenient to eat, they're easy to eat, they taste good, and it's very easy to overeat them. Very few people overeat lean proteins and fruits and vegetables. Most people are overeating starchy carbohydrates, or the worst villain of all would be a refined carbohydrate combined with a lot of fat. So like a baked good, donuts, things of that nature that have simple carbohydrates and fats. That is the formula to put on body fat. So if you want to put on fat, eat a lot of baked goods, a lot of sweet things, candy is another one, sugar combined with fats. That is an instant formula for getting fatter. If you eat lean proteins, fruits, and veggies, you can almost eat as much as you want. You're not going to put body fat on, and in fact, you'll probably lose body fat. So, close attention to the diet, primarily lean proteins, fruits, veggies, and we need good fats in there. Good fats would be fats that naturally occur in your proteins, eating whole eggs, eating some olive oil, coconut oil, peanut butter, nut butter, things of that nature, actual nuts, stuff like that. Make sure you get that good fat in there, and you're pretty much all set with the diet. So just eliminate the junk. I mean, you don't have to be a nutritionist or even see a nutritionist to know what things probably aren't really very good for fat loss, and we gotta avoid those. Strength training, okay? Hit it hard, big movements. Make sure that you are focusing on getting stronger, again, regardless of your goals. This does not mean your goal is to be huge and to be a bodybuilder. You just have to consciously get stronger. So now, I've got some people following, we have a lot of our people following programs that would be similar to a powerlifting program. I find that that's been the best way to get people considerably stronger and to add muscle mass. Now, if that person is following a quote-unquote powerlifting program, but being cognizant of their calories, they're going to do a pretty good job of putting on muscle, but limiting and losing body fat, okay? Now, if that person is a powerlifter, okay, and their goal is sheer strength, regardless of what the body looks like, and this is what most competitive powerlifters do, they're going to be eating an extremely high calorie diet because the goal is to just add as much muscle mass and also a decent amount of body fat, because that's going to help the body be maximally strong. So if your goal is simply performance, just to be really, really strong and really, really big, you follow a powerlifting type program with a huge calorie intake, and you will get much bigger and much stronger. If that is not your goal is to get stronger and put on muscle, but to minimize body fat gain and in fact lose some body fat, we follow the same strength training program. We just keep a closer eye on the diet, as mentioned before, and we can now add a reasonable amount of cardio exercise. So I say a reasonable amount because we need to, cardio is the third component, and this is just kind of to fine tune and to take that little bit of edge off, burn a little bit of extra calories, just kind of keep metabolism cranking a bit. We don't want to do more cardio than weights. At this point, we start to tip the scales towards losing muscle mass. Okay, if you take that, my friend who's running 10 miles a day, that guy's body is sensing that the priority is to be as small as possible and to lose as much body weight as possible. So that body weight that's being lost for someone that's running to that degree and on that low of calories is going to lose muscle tissue as well. Now the body perceives that as not a problem because the only goal there is to run a lot. So again, if that is your goal, that would be fine. But for most people who want to look and feel better, we need to preserve that muscle mass, because remember, the body is not designed to necessarily hang on to muscle mass. We have to really kind of trick it to do that. So a little cardio, maybe we're talking 30 minutes, 2 to 4 times a week after the workout is great. First thing in the morning is great. Honestly, at this point, for our purposes, anytime you can get that cardio in is good, but those probably would be the optimal times, first thing in the morning or post strength training workout. That formula right there is what most people who are looking to kind of transform their body need, okay? And then we just basically we need to adjust those as we start going. So if we're seeing that the body is getting stronger, we're seeing our weights go up, we're seeing our performance in the gym improve, but we're not seeing a lot of difference in the mirror, we need to look at our diet first, okay, and adjust that. Now notice I didn't say look at the scale, okay? This is I talked about this in the last podcast, but it can't be said enough. The scale does not take into account what it is weighing, okay? This is huge. This is where, and women in particular, really get kind of mind screwed by the scale because they have specific numbers in mind that they're looking to hit. Now, knowing that the nature of strength training is to add muscle mass, it's not unlikely to add weight from strength training. This does not mean stop strength training. This means you're adding muscle tissue, which is the goal. What we need to do, though, is adjust the food and the cardio so that we are losing fat at least the same rate, if not faster than we're adding muscle, okay? So, again, imagine if I took your body as it exists now and I could take 20 pounds of body fat, 20 pounds of sloppy, yucky body fat, and just remove it, okay? Now I'm going to take 20 pounds of lean, hard muscle tissue, and I'm going to put that on your body. Do you think you're going to look a lot different and a lot better? 100%. You're going to take 20 pounds off your waist, and we're going to spread 20 pounds around through your shoulders, your chest, your legs. Now, that person gets on the scale, they will still weigh exactly the same because we have traded out 20 pounds for 20 pounds. But it looks and functions a whole lot different, okay? Your body will be smaller because muscle mass is smaller per pound than fat is, okay? So people always say muscle weighs more than fat and blah, blah, blah. That's very confusing. Basically, 5 pounds of muscle takes up a lot less space than 5 pounds of fat. So just picture it that way. So I've seen a ton of people get smaller, right? Pants are fitting better, clothes are fitting better, but then they weigh themselves and they weigh the same and they're disappointed. What's happened there is they've kind of traded fat for muscle, which is a good thing, but the scale is screwing them over because the scale does not know that. So the scale just says, hey, you haven't gotten anywhere. You still weigh 200 pounds. Let's be ridiculous about it. Let's say this 200-pound person loses 50 pounds of muscle. 50 pounds of fat. Don't want to lose 50 pounds of muscle. 50 pounds of fat lost, 50 pounds of muscle gained, okay? Both of those are very dramatic, and I'm exaggerating for illustrative purposes. But imagine, that person is still 200 pounds. That is a completely different human being. That person is going to be extremely athletic looking, going to feel great, going to be able to do just about anything they want to do, and have a good fucking life. Metabolism will be ripping with 50 pounds of extra muscle, and we get rid of that 50 pounds of dead weight. So I want you guys to keep that in mind. And I'll give you one last exclamation point on that. So if any of you guys have seen the television show Seinfeld, now I'm probably talking to people at least 35 years old at this point, but one of the characters on there was George Costanza. George was a chubby little guy, and I'm going to bet that he was probably, I don't know, neighborhood of 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", very similar to myself. I'm going to guess he probably weighed a little bit over 200 pounds, very similar to myself. So let's say George and I are both 5'7" and weigh 210 pounds. If you put George and I side by side, we look quite a bit different, okay? He looks a lot different than I do. But if you were to just go by the scale and the stats, we're exactly the same, 5'7", 200, so, or 210, whatever. So this is so important to remember, because a lot of people will just get super discouraged at that 210 pounds and have no idea the difference between the different versions of 210 pounds. So hope that helps you guys. Stay the course. If you have questions and you're not quite sure, you can always hit me up. I'm Scott at IronWillStrength.com is email. You can find me Iron Will Strength. We have an Instagram page. I'm at The Father Gains on Instagram as well, and Facebook, Iron Will Strength. So you can hit me up anywhere. Myself and my coaches will be happy to help you out and steer you in the right direction. But that, my friends, is why most people's programs don't work, and how to solve that problem. Have a great day.